morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, as always. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the often imitated but never quite duplicated Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two great websites. Thank you for your support, for your purchases over there. We got a lot of great products and specials. We'll go into those a little later over at the Power Mall. 877-817-9829. If you want to call, leave a comment about the show. If you want to call us directly to be live on the show, 844-769-2944. Tell us what you think about, you know, whatever. We'll get you on the shooting, who knows? Anything, whatever's on your mind, we'll make room for you. So that's out there. So thank you very much. If you want to listen by phone, TalkStream Live, 701-300-5252. 701-300-5252. TalkStreamLive.com is another way to listen. ThePowerHour.com, listen live button on the top. That's how you can get with us. It's a big day. And I get emails about this guest, and some people just absolutely love him. Some people say, well, he believes this way. But look, I don't agree with everything Jordan Maxwell says. I don't agree with everything my wife believes. Believe me. Believe me on that. We can get her here if you don't believe me. Jordan Maxwell is one of the preeminent researchers for a lot of decades, the preeminent researcher in this field, whatever you call the truth movement. He's one of the great godfathers. If you're going to have a Mount Rushmore of people who have pushed this movement and pushed the truth movement and whatever you want to call this, he would be on it. So we're very excited to have him. Do I agree with everything he says? No, I don't. But we're going to talk about a very interesting subject. He sent me a photo of old Russian money. And when I first saw it, I thought, wow, why is he sending me German pictures of German money? Because it had swastika on it. It wasn't German. It was Russian. Why does Russian money, old Russian money, have a swastika? Why does old German money have a sickle and a hammer? Very important. And we'll go into what's going on here, current events, everything. Who knows where we'll go with Jordan, but we're definitely going to talk about that. I think you're going to want to stick around. And then, of course, we're going to get to news, a lot of good subjects. We spent a lot of time in the shooting. Obviously, we'll talk about it again today, but we're going to go through quickly some other news stories with, of course,
the one and only.
The one and only, Uncle Kevin.
Great to be here.
You're chipper today.
Yeah.
You're on top of the...
Did a couple backflips already.
Your dreams or the trampoline?
No, I wouldn't trust it. Break my neck.
Dreams is the only place to trust it.
Exactly.
Okay, let's get into the news.
Go ahead. Jordan Maxwell is one of my favorite guests, and he has a dossier on just about any subject that you can think of. He's got a dossier on it. He's amazing.
Yes. Yes, for sure. Okay. I agree. JordanMaxwellShow.com is the website. Not JordanMaxwell.com. He had that stolen from him. That's another story.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not going to get into it. I don't want to embarrass him, but JordanMaxwellShow.com is his website. And please support him. He needs your support. He deserves your support.
Yeah, he really does. Excellent person.
Let's get into news. Let's get into obviously the biggest story still, the shooting and everything that surrounds it. Okay. I had some thoughts. I spent some time watching corporate media. Because I as much as I detest it, even if I'm getting to where I can't even watch Fox.
Right, 10 minutes of it and you're nauseated.
I'm nauseated. Yeah. CNN, I can't even, gosh.
Yeah.
I can't even watch
CNN.
You
can't even look at them people.
But I did watch a little bit so I can just kind of get a feel for what's going on and how this is. So here's the thought. Anyway, let's start with you. It's a day after kind of the weekend plus 2 days. What's your thoughts
Same
about
old
everything?
Nauseating gun control stuff that they're pushing.
I mean, is there anything that sticks in your mind, any point that of any more important than the other?
They're trying to push some sort of algorithm to catch these people now that have a manifesto on the social media.
Well, you know that's your boy. Your boy's pushing that. You ready?
We'll see.
I'm about ready to take your watch off and run over it with my car.
No, you can't.
Your Trump
do that.
Watch.
No, there'll be trouble if that happens.
I'm about ready to rip your Trump watch off and run it over with the car.
That's, you know, I bought it for $39.95, but it's priceless. So, you know, you have to.
Not after I run it over. It won't be. We'll get into that. Here's my thoughts.
Okay.
I scribbled these down.
Quickly.
No uncertain order. Well, I think these are important.
Right.
And you tell me if they're important. maybe they're not. The first big question out of all this that is kind of the point that in my mind I'm centering on, who changed the El Paso shooter's Facebook?
Yeah, I'd like to know that. Excellent question. Excellent.
Well, not only that, it's on CNN, they were characterizing him as a Trump supporter and was racist and was all
white
these things, was a Republican. They are putting this out that's what he is, okay, from his Facebook. When we know, we have proof, we've confirmed that not too many days ago, it was his Facebook page was just the opposite.
Yep.
So no matter what you know or don't know, his Facebook page has been changed. I don't know. Maybe he's got Google in jail where he is. I don't know. Maybe he changed it. I don't know who changed it. But the bigger thing is, why isn't corporate media even telling that story? They're telling it
like it's fact.
Like it's fact.
Yeah.
That tells me that something is going on here much deeper than just what we're being told.
Oh, yeah, to push it into that agenda.
They are making, obviously, a very big deal out of something being shot. And, again, mass shootings in America, statistically, your chances that you got better chance of slipping on your...
I think more people die in a bathtub, don't they?
Yeah, you got much bigger chance of slipping on the tile and killing yourself.
Yeah, something like that.
So we're going to ban tile. Okay, Trump has made a speech and says how this is important. We have to do something about this. The hypocrisy just in that statement. These are all my thoughts. The hypocrisy in that statement is so full, I can't even carry the bucket to bring it over to show you. They care about this mass shooting, which is statistically so low, but yet our border, nobody does.
It's
wide open. Anything. And so many people have been hurt by criminals coming across the border. It's ridiculous. Trump, his speech yesterday set me off.
I didn't listen to it.
Well, you're probably better off to. Better off not to, because you probably want to take off your watch, too.
Mm-hmm.
I will say before I get into it, isn't it interesting that the stock market plunged 700 points yesterday? You have the trade war with China. China says they're not going to buy any more agricultural goods for the United States. This is full on. You know, this happened. This is a massive story. Would be a massive story any day except
today.
Except yesterday and today. Yeah, except yesterday and today because of this shooting. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting that it happened the same time that our gold, we've had Gerald Celente, we've had Joseph Meyer all say 1450 on the price an ounce of gold is a major resistance point.
Right.
Once it gets past that, it's going to be relatively smooth sailing, you know.
So 22 or 24, right?
To over 2,000,
yeah,
somewhere
like
to its all-time high, which is 19 something,
yeah,
almost 2,000. That, you know, obviously it'll be ups and downs, but it's going to go up to the 1,900, 2,000. Well, this isn't we don't give financial advice, but this is what trends very smart people are saying.
Right.
It went above 1450. Now it has to hold above 1450. Will hold. It went up massively over the last 2 days. Gold has again not. That's a major story any day in connection with the stock market and what's going on in China.
Not even a whisper.
Hardly even makes the back page on any of these shows.
I'm worried about China.
You're not worried about nothing.
All I know is their banking system seized up 10 days ago from us not buying their stuff and the tariffs.
Well,
I mean, they're in way worse shape than we are.
Well, then they can mutually destroy ourselves. You know, mutual destruction, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about their people.
No, they don't.
They
just
see them as assets. They see them as a tool.
Either did our guys.
A little different. A little worse. It's a little more open about it. they'll just pull you off the street and pull your organs from you.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we did. Maybe that's where all the homeless go. I don't know. I don't want to get too carried away. You never know.
We might have a secret agreement with China. Come on over here. A lot of homeless.
Maybe that's not funny. That's creepy. That might really be. Anyway,
it might be true.
It might be true.
I'm telling you.
Let me get to his speech that really, this really bothered me. Okay. Some of the things he said, I do pay attention to what politicians say. Words do matter. He has said things like our republic and different things that have been, you know, you haven't heard from a president in a long time.
Wow.
So the words are important. Okay. And if I just had his words and had a transcript of his words about half his speech yesterday about the shootings, that could have been Obama making that speech. He used words, a peaceful society. We need to stop bigotry, hate, and white supremacy. The dark recess of the internet is a danger. People are getting radicalized on the internet. The perils of the internet. Okay, all these words that he's saying immediately come to my mind. Bigotry, hate, and white supremacy. Okay, are you going to legislate out bigotry, hate, and white supremacy? So that's our enemy. Bigotry, hate, and white supremacy. Okay, these are all social justice type tactics. Mm-hmm. Bigotry, hate, and supremacy. White supremacy, you can use whatever word you want. You call it something else. But that's exactly what leftists use all over the world, socialists use all over the world to cause social unrest. The internet, that we need regulation for the internet. He also talked about red flag laws and about expedited due process. I about jumped off my couch. I about jumped off my freaking couch when I heard expedited due process, red flag laws. If you, the audience, if you know what a red flag law is, it's, say my neighbor,
I get in a fight with my neighbor.
I get in a fight with my neighbor. I know he's got guns. I call the police. You know, he's kind of dangerous.
He threatened me.
We got in a fight and he has a lot of guns. You need to go get him.
Right.
That's a red flag law.
Red flag. Just go before a judge.
They just go take the guns. And then later, you got to go before a judge and try to get them back. Okay, that's against the Bill of Rights. This is why the schools don't teach the Bill of Rights. I'm going to say this until the council. I will say it until I am no longer on the radio to say it or until I have no more breath to speak. This is why the schools do not teach the Bill of Rights, because the Bill of Rights is your protection to all these things, and stop that. That is against the 7th Amendment, right to a trial by jury, the 5th Amendment, due process, 6th Amendment, due process, 2nd Amendment, your right to keep and bear arms, and cruel and unusual punishment. You could even argue that about the 8th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And the 1st Amendment, your right to express yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So all those things are being violated here. That is not taught and not focused on in school. This is the biggest stigma against government schools and the biggest sign of what a failure and what a danger they are to our society. If the core values of our society are not being taught in school, then that means the opposite values are being taught just by...
Yeah, if you don't know your rights, how can you protect them?
Right. Bingo.
Simba. Simple.
Okay. Of course, we talked about the irony about the border. They're talking about how we must be secure from this, but yet our border's wide open. Okay, when he talks about the internet and that we need to work with internet social media companies, so he goes from working on an antitrust lawsuit and is going to stop Google, Facebook from censoring people to now we need to work with them to basically a Minority Report, Tom Cruise, pre-crime we need to discover on the internet.
They were really talking about that pre-crime.
Of course that's where this is going. That's what we said yesterday.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's some times where, like, I can see this clear as a bell. And right now, as part of this, I can see it clear as a bell where this is going. And I
don't like it.
I don't like it.
Right.
At all. Your thoughts to any of that? Any of those points that I just said?
I concur with all of it, yeah. But until it's enacted, I have to put my faith in Trump.
You can't. No, I don't put my faith in any man.
True.
You put in our faith in a man is not going to get us anywhere. We need faith in ourselves and our values and each other
anything,
to a degree.
He can say anything he wants.
It means something. It means something, Kev, when he says we need to enact red flag laws. When he says we need expedited due process to take guns and we need to work with the social media companies.
When it happens, I'll be pissed.
Well, I'm pissed that he said that. Are you not upset he said that?
A little bit, yeah, but it's politics. It's politics.
No. That's not politics when you say that.
It's politics. In my opinion, it's politics.
If he said, okay, so you don't think he will push red flag laws? You don't think he's going to work with Congress?
No, on state level. That's state. He has nothing to do with state.
Yes, he does. Of course he does. He just said it. His influence, his words mean something.
Well, we'll say.
He's the president of the United States, and he holds the ear of the conservative people.
They got him in New York already, red flag.
Right? Exactly. They don't have him in Missouri. They don't have him in Georgia. They don't have him in Tennessee.
They're not going to.
They don't have him in Texas.
And they're not going to.
They might if he pushes.
I'm not that worried about it.
Okay. All right. Social media. The social media aspect of the internet. You said they're pushing this like crazy.
They are. Mm-hmm. Especially that minority report you said. Yeah.
Does that bother you?
Yeah.
Does that bother you that Donald Trump comes out and says, we need to work with social media outfits to basically, I can't even remember the exact words, the dark recesses of the internet, to go into the dark recesses of the internet to
now
stop people
from being able to. Dark web or what?
Yeah, and the perils of the internet and the dark recesses of the internet.
Dark web, they could shut off immediately if they wanted to. If they don't want to, they make too much money.
Right. So exactly. Right. So it's BS. So what are they going to do?
Probably nothing.
Do you? Okay. Does that not bother you that he said that?
I think he's pandering to what he's saying.
Pandering.
What people want. He's a politician.
There's a lot of things he could have said, and a lot of ways he could have said.
Could have.
He said
until it's enacted, I'm not. You know, I'm on board. Trump all the way.
Well, I'm on board with Trump's America First agenda, but this isn't his America First agenda.
It's not enacted. I get where you're coming from, but
it doesn't bother you that he said that.
I wouldn't have said it.
It doesn't bother you. It doesn't bother
you.
Yes,
it does bother
me
a little bit.
All right. It's not nothing.
Right. It's not nothing. You got that out of me.
Okay. It's not nothing.
It's not nothing.
And we need to watch this like a hawk.
Okay, I like that.
Okay, it's not nothing, and we need to watch this like
that's
a hawk.
Right.
All right, there are also one of the things I got from watching corporate media is how everybody was talking, and this one, I can't even remember the lady's name. I should have wrote down the lady's name, or maybe I shouldn't.
No, it made you sick. You would have had dreams about her.
And not flipping on a trampoline
either.
Exactly. She gets up there on CNN and she talks about how, well, you know, the previous generation, the white people people were told that.
Now that thing stuff makes me sick.
Well, let me finish what she said.
She said the
previous generation has been told they've under this illusion that if they work hard and they get a job and they can buy a house and have a picket fence and have kids and have the American dream and they have their own way about white males. And that's just not the reality in it. That's an old paradigm, and that's the old 20th century. This is a new century. Now it's not like that, and they have to compete with women and people of color. What are you talking about, lady? What in the world are you talking about?
Yeah.
So that's the old paradigm that I can't work hard and I can't try to accomplish my dreams in America and I can buy a house with a white picket fence and raise my family. That's not the paradigm anymore, lady.
Of course it is.
So then the other channels, just to piggyback that thing, you know, maybe this is some isolated.
That just got your belly rumbling a little bit.
No, Trump got my belly rumbling. Trump, that really upset me.
Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah.
So.
I've got to be squirming over here.
Squirming
in
your seat. You should be.
You cornered me.
That watch has lost time today. That damn watch has lost time. I cussed. I'm sorry. This is serious, ladies and gentlemen. We're joking, but this is serious.
It's dark over here.
Okay,
in this corner.
He's over there squirming.
He puts me in the corner with no light. He's got all the light on him and the good mic over here in the back of the room.
That's gonna be you when Trump gets through with your internet.
Yeah, pretty soon I'm gonna be in the other room. Get the hell out of here.
Well, that's gonna be America. That's gonna be American patriots if they have their way on this internet.
I'm ready. Let's rock.
Okay. Anyway, so going to the other channels, almost every one of them, they had some talking head there talking about how white people are pissed off. Like this is white people's fault. That conservatives, that nationalism, that Trump, it's Trump's fault for.
Yeah, they're blaming it on Trump.
It's Trump's fault for stirring up nationalism. Yeah. So stirring up heterocentricity. Heterocentricity? Are you out of your.
Yeah.
That was it, ladies and gentlemen. That was all I could get at. That was it. I had to turn it off.
Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't listen anymore.
Exactly.
This is not, now, whether these shootings were real, whether these were operators, whether they were Manchurian candidates, whether I do not know. What I do know is that it is being used as a massive media operation against you.
To take our guns.
And, well, maybe to take our internet, to take our free speech,
freedoms,
too.
Yeah, take our freedoms, yeah.
and set precedents. If they can come to your house to take guns, now they're going to come to your house and forcibly give you a vaccine? Are they going to, what are they going to do?
Yeah. Don't give up your guns.
We got a lot of news. We talked way too much
about this. Call the White House. We need people to call the White House.
Let me give you a phone number. Go ahead, Kev. You give the phone number.
202-456-1111. 202-456-1111.
Write that down. 202-456-1111.
That's the White House.
And I would suggest, obviously, you can handle it how any way you want to, maybe in your most stern but polite way to tell him to stop this red flag nonsense.
Absolutely.
Stop this internet. The only internet things he needs to do is stop censorship and this gun talk now.
Now, yep. And the more people that do it, the more pressure we'll put on them.
Okay, let's get to some news. Prepare to die, quote unquote. Hong Kong protesters embrace hardcore tactics, challenge Beijing. The system is heating up. China's rhetoric is heating up. They say we're not going to put up with this.
Yep.
Hong Kong says, many of their protesters says we're prepared to die for this.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, that's what it takes to stop tyranny time. That's what our founding fathers did. And to have some chicken neck control freak on TV try to explain to me how evil that the people who gave us and it gave us this great inheritance in this country are makes me sick.
I'm proud of those people over in Hong Kong. Oh my God.
Yes, this is big. I mean, part of our problem in America is we don't.
Our apathy.
Right. We think we're separate from tyranny. We
think we're free.
Yeah, we
what
think we're
joke.
Free. They rattled their, was it Brent Johnson yesterday? That's a great interview.
That was a great interview.
Brent Johnson says, and they rattled their chains and explained how free they were.
That's right. Yeah. You just get out of line of some public figure. You'll see how free you are.
Two countries issued travel warnings about the United States after the mass shootings, Uruguay. What's Uruguay got to do with this? And Venezuela. Venezuela issued a travel warning to Tokyo. and Mexico is going to sue America for not keeping,
I heard that.
To have a gun load. So you talk about sovereignty and, the UN and all the why it's important.
Yeah.
We're going to cover some more news and then Jordan Maxwell on the other side. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com. ThePowerHour.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum! If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thepowermall.com is our great website to all the products. North American Urban Spice, Oregano Gel Caps, the oil, the super strength, which is fantastic. Orega Resp. Anything going on with your lungs? That Orega Resp really gets right at it. Orega Max, Orega Spray, Purely C, very good form of vitamin C, Black Seed Plus Capsules, Bone Active, and Bone Active Rub. Also, the Grown by Nature, 10% off Helon and Lamb Cream. Oh my gosh, what's his name? The Helon guy, I love that guy. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I can't remember his name, but Grown by Nature, Jason Durkovitz, Dr. Llewellyn, magnesium, potassium, selenium. We sold that selenium like crazy. Literally, the studies show just about 50% reduction in your chance to die from cancer if you take this form of selenium every day.
Every day.
It's not very expensive.
I take mine.
Well, think about cancer. Okay, let's just do, if you're going to do statistics, what, cancer's 1 in 2.5?
Yeah.
In America? Okay, and the chance of dying from cancer, you know, that's the number, was it number two cause of death in America right now? Number two cause of death in America every year. So if you could cut that in half, your chance to do it. I mean, does that mean something to you? Does that mean, what is it, like $15?
It means something to me.
Does it mean, was it like $15, $20 for a bottle of those, something like that? Is it worth $20 a month? It does to me.
Yeah, me too.
Certainly does to me. And the multivitamin, if you don't get your nutrition from this, these minerals and these vitamins.
Look at that wrestler.
Where are you going to get it from?
He was worried about his nutrition.
Coming to America.
Coming to America.
And vitamin E, you need vitamin E, the full spectrum vitamin E from Grown by Nature. We switched to Grown by Nature, their products. We love their products, and this is a very good version of it. And also Super Silver. It's one of those things.
Oh, that's my favorite. I take that every day. Religiously. I haven't been sick in 10, 12 years.
And the Iron Earth. Anything you grow.
Oh, I put my feet in the Iron Earth.
Now, I know you use the Super Silver, but I know you haven't even seen a pack of Iron Earth.
I did.
Grow anything. What in the world do you grow over your house?
It has flowers on it. I've seen the bag. Don't tell me I haven't seen it.
Well, you can't see with that dark corner you're in over there. How can you see without any light?
And I got a rope with those hooks going from wall to wall, so I can't move.
Anyway, where were we? Thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-8-
Super Silver. Super Love It.
Super Love It. Super Silver is fantastic. 877-817-9829. Give Jay a call. And if you haven't ordered in a long time, if it's your first time ordering or haven't ordered in a while, on the internet or call Jay, put in first 10 at checkout, FIRST10, the number 10, 10, and you'll get a discount for your first. We really got a lot of products. Look, we've made a big commitment to have our products there. If you're listening, the top things that we sell, we have them. So it's not like, oh, I don't know where we're going. We have them. We've made a big commitment to the Power Mall and really to you, because you've made a commitment to us. You've always been there. So this is what we're doing. We thank you. We appreciate your purchases, your donations, your prayers, and just your support. Independent media keeps us here because of you, your independent voice. Don't forget about Strauss Heart Drops. Sign up for auto ship. You lock in a low price, free shipping. Also, the REM sleep, a big deal. And also, again, the TalkStream Live number, 701-300-5252. If you ever want to listen, 701-300-5252 on your phone. There you go. Jordan Maxwell will be joining us in a little bit. We're going to do some news before Catherine comes on. Let me get to, or not Catherine.
Catherine.
Oh, my gosh. The news from Catherine. We're getting a little silly here today. Okay, here's a story. Information liberation. Trump demands gun control, executions for hate crimes, and asks DOJ and social media to detect pre-crime. That's pretty much everything we talked about in the first half hour. I forgot about executions for hate crimes. Now, why should there... I don't like that, because, hey, what does that even mean?
What does that mean? Punching somebody, that's a hate crime.
Yeah,
in their eye, spitting on somebody would be a hate crime.
Well, I can tell you where this is going to go. Okay, I know we got news, but look, this is where this is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it. They're going to start the internet, getting control of the internet. They're saying, you know, these people being radicalized by the different theories on the internet, the mm-hmm. different ideas, the independent media like us. They're getting radicalized by us. That's why they want to kill people, because they're upset because of what we say or what they find out on the internet. Then it's going to turn to... Well, Christians are speaking out certain things, and they're having hate speech.
Yeah.
So the Christians are having hate speech. We've already seen Facebook censor biblical verses that talk about homosexuality, among other things. Not just that, but among other things. So they're censoring. Just straight quotes from the Bible, they're cutting it out.
Cutting it out, yeah.
They're cutting out. So it's going to turn to where these hate crimes, hate speech is going to be monitored. Just like out of a movie, just like out of George Orwell. This is the plan. I'm not saying this is going to happen. I'm saying this is the plan.
That's the plan. That's fact.
And then Christians are going to be, the bullseye will be put on Christians.
Yep.
So it's going to go from, first it was terrorists in the cave in the Middle East. Then it was, the border terrorist planes here. Then it's becoming white nationalists, the white people who believe in America,
borders.
Really any people, yeah, who believe in borders, who believe in America, who believe in the Declaration of Independence, really anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, but they're focusing on the white people. That's not me, that's them.
That's right.
Because they're focusing on those people, and that's also a divisive term to get the blacks and the whites upset at each other.
They want a race war, that's for sure.
Then, finally, the final nail in this is they will pin it on Christians.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's going. I'm very upset about what he said. CNN and AP finally admit that the Dayton shooter, not the El Paso shooter, was a left-wing extremist. He's also a Satanist and wanted to... Yeah.
And who didn't know that?
Well, that's what he said. He said he wanted to go to hell and literally wanted to go to hell and reign with Satan.
He ain't going to reign with nobody.
Kudos to the Dayton police for jumping on that situation.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah, man.
Great job.
Well, minute, bam, dead?
Less than 5 minutes.
Something like that. Wow.
Or I think it was
Excellent.
Less than a minute.
Yeah, it was.
Here's a former employee. Google seeks to meddle into 2020 elections to derail Trump. Former employee says that.
Mm-hmm. In fact.
We've known this.
For.
Okay, this is what, we're sitting here, had 2 years on this, snipe hunt about Trump and Russian collusion, about election meddling.
Mm-hmm.
They never asked the question in that Mueller report, well, what meddling did Russia do?
Mm-hmm.
They never asked that question, do they? Well, that would have been a pertinent question. All they want to do is, how did Trump support their meddling?
Yeah.
Not, what meddling did they do? How did they do it? Do you think that? Anyway, the point being, now we're going to go to these social media companies, Google being the preeminent one, and we're going to ask them to monitor and to stop the people using the internet to radicalize, to get themselves with certain ideas that lead them to shoot people. So in their mind, having the ideas that we express here, this is serious.
Yes, they feel justified.
This is dead, dead serious, ladies and gentlemen. And I know the thoughts in your mind, I've went through them, probably something similar to you. One is, you see this long off, and we've talked about this years ago, right? You see this long off, it doesn't mean anything. It almost seems surreal, it almost seems like a movie. Now that it's here, and it's right upon you, it's a different level of awareness. And then the other thing that comes through, well, it's here, okay, what do I do? And then you start to get helpless and you start, you know, it's like, Austin, you want to bury your head or fetal position because you don't know what to do. I want you to be empowered. I want you to feel like you can do and you control your realm, you, your creator, your power that you have, because for this plan to be executed, they need your power. We went into that a lot yesterday. Now, I'm going to say it over and over. You are powerful. God has endowed you. Don't forget it. Huge study explores genetics of PTSD in more than 165,000 U.S. troops. This report says that 11 to 20% of veterans are suffering PTSD. I had no idea it was that high.
Yeah. That's what
11 to 20%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know why they give a range so big. That makes me kind of question when studies do that, but I guess they're...
It's all over the internet. Yeah.
Off the spectrum of it. 11 to 20%. Wow. If you know a veteran, if you need, they may need help even just getting to the VA or VFW or whatever, reach out to our veterans. They need your help. New York Times. This is a great thing from the New York Times is now coming up saying that home births are not irresponsible. I'm an obstetrician. Giving birth at home isn't irresponsible.
No.
And the article goes on to say that basically, statistically, a home birth is just as safe as a hospital birth.
And one thing, it's 100% you won't get a hepatitis shot for your kid. I can guarantee that you do it at home.
Not in my home. Not in my house. That's for sure. No hepatitis shots here. If you want to come over, you are free of hepatitis shots. Don't
That's
you fret.
Exactly right.
Democratic Socialist Convention. Do you see this in Atlanta?
I saw it.
This is hilarious.
Oh, God, that was hilarious.
So
I don't think we should be calling he or she out here on the floor.
So a huge convention.
It was about 20 people there. It was a huge room.
No, for them. You're right. That I should point out that. This is the biggest convention for the Democratic Socialists of America. This is their big convention.
Right.
It's a big room. It's a big room. It's like Hillary Clinton in Cleveland. It's a big auditorium.
When LeBron James, they rusted up 550 people.
They couldn't even get 500 people to see LeBron James. So they're in this room and they start talking and somebody made the mistake of saying he.
Yeah.
So somebody raises their hand and sensory overload, gendered language starts. Somebody else gets up. Personal privilege. And so they go back and forth arguing about he, she, and all this, and sensory overload. And
sensitive. You're overloading me. Oh my God.
Point of personal privilege. That's what it is. Point of personal privilege. Yes, the chair. Please do not use gender language to address everyone. Okay, the chairs. that organization.
The future leaders of America.
Well, you know darn well they're not. You know it's money driven. You know somebody's
paying
tons
them.
Of money.
Yeah, somebody's paying them.
Todd, just tell me in my ear when we got Jordan, please. Earful from the heartland, industrial, agricultural, energy, and transportation companies are suffering for the China trade dispute. And now they're saying they will not buy any agriculture from...
Trump, write them out a check. Send it to them.
You like to send out them checks, don't you?
They've been...
You talked about the debt. Does it mean... It means
nothing,
right?
It doesn't mean anything to me anymore.
So then why don't we just... Why don't we do that universal basic income?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why don't we do universal basic income?
I'm for it.
You're for the government writing a check for everybody.
Yeah,
universal base. So then a whopper is going to cost.
Why shouldn't the American people benefit from it?
Because they're not going to benefit. It's going to hurt them. Because then the whopper is going to cost $12, and they can't get.
It's going to go that way anyways.
It will go that way because the government's spending money.
Right.
So if they spend a bunch of money on the people, it's just going to go there. That's where
just
it's
that much
go.
Faster, and then it'll get make the new money come that much faster. instead of drag it out. It's the same.
And not really, but I disagree with you. I just turned the little bit of light you just had in the corner, I just turned off. That's another week before you get out of that corner. 1.4 trillion gone in less than a week in the stock market. We know about that. Irish teen invents method to remove microplastics from ocean. You know about all the plastics.
Yeah, he's young too.
Yeah, I think he's 18.
Yeah.
Yes, he's 18.
Yep.
And he can remove about 87%. In this one study.
Give some of them, money and let them have at it.
Yeah, good luck. Here.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's stop the fish eating plastic. Trump turned sanctions against Venezuela into an embargo. So this is just, I guess we're getting along, winning friends and influencing people throughout the country even more.
Just go down, take over the oil fields. They don't have anybody. The corruption is so bad down there that oil fields are producing at way under thing. Go down there and take them over.
Airline confirms spy cameras watch passengers. So they're watching you all the time on the airlines. They confirm. You remember we talked about that years ago? We were talking about that. Oh, yeah. No. See, that's how things work. And then they tell you. Now they're telling you. It's like human monkey clones. You know, 10 years ago you talk about that. What are you, some kind of lunatic?
Yeah.
What are you, a tinfoil hat wearing lunatic? Mm-hmm. That'll never happen. Now in the news, oh, we're doing human monkey. That means they did it 20 years ago.
Yeah. And monkeys that glow in the dark.
Facebook shuts down viral Storm Area 51 event, reigniting UFO hunters' resolve. You know, the big thing was, let's go storm Area 51 in Nevada.
Yeah, 7 million people sign up.
The truth about pertussis and the DTaP vaccine. This is a long long article, but the point of it I wanted to bring out of this, because Sherry Tenpenny will be on Friday.
Okay.
Is over a 12-year period, this is from the CDC, they studied a 12-year period. How many people do you think died of diphtheria, pertussis, or what is it, DTaP? Tetanus, diphtheria, tetanus, or pertussis. In America, how many people died of any of those?
Zero.
No, 220, they claim. Oh. And almost.
That's because they had a vaccine. They probably got a shot.
Oh, hold on. That's neither here nor there.
But, what do you mean?
Is there here nor there? Hold on. You got to wait till I hear what I hear the thing. Almost all of them were under 6 months out of that 220. Almost all of them were babies that died.
Gosh.
Okay. 220 in a 12-year span, that's what? 10 a year?
10 a year.
20 a year? 15 a year, something like that? 15, 20 a year? How many people in the same 12-year span or overlapping 12-year period, how many people died of the vaccine?
1,200.
300. It's a good guess. 360.
Yeah.
So more people died. Now this isn't...
And you're not saying what the other problems that lady had.
Well, it's worse than that.
Yeah.
It's worse than that. This study only went off the numbers that the CDC reported. So the CDC on the
controlled
the adverse reaction, and people have estimated, you know, even Sherry Tenpenny, 90 to 80% probably don't even make that list. So you can multiply that number by five at least. Mm-hmm. And so 1,200 probably is the baseline, really. So 220 babies died of pertussis in the 12-year span. 360, probably more, at least like 1,200, died of the vaccine.
That's not a good trade.
And then how many of the babies got the virus from somebody in their house shedding from them? That's the other thing it talks about. The shedding. They got it from the vaccine.
75.
Oh, we have Jordan standing by.
75.
Let's get to Jordan. Let's, one more story, finish with one more story on here. This common nutrient deficiency may increase your risk for dementia. Do you know what it is?
Sugar.
Omega-3 fatty acid. No, deficiency. We are not deficient in sugar in America, believe me. Omega-3 fatty acids, DHA.
I believe that.
Get your vitamin E,
I
ladies and gentlemen, all those things. So, anyway, let's get to Jordan. Let me get, turn the page here. Jordan Maxwell is, you know, like I said earlier, literally, if there was a Mount Rushmore of the truth movement of independent journalists, independent minds, independent revelations of information, he would be on that Mount Rushmore. Do I agree with everything Jordan Maxwell says? No, I don't agree with everything my wife says. So what? I am honored to have him. I'm honored to call him a friend. It is fantastic for him to be here. He is a preeminent researcher still to this day. I asked, you know what I asked him this morning? I said, what's the greatest thing you've ever revealed to the people? You know what he told me?
The truth.
No, he said, I haven't done it yet.
Oh, I hope so he does it today.
So he's always, well, the point I got out, he's always, yeah. He wants to help people. He wants to reveal knowledge. Anyway.
I love Jordan Maxwell. I just want to get that out. He's one of my favorites. All time.
Well, you got a Jordan Maxwell watch now? We're going to get, maybe, you got to go with your Trump watch?
Yeah.
Well, he's right here. We got to get to him. On about him.
Do it.
Jordan, welcome to the Power Hour, my friend.
Well, thank you very much for allowing me to be here with you. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? This is always a pleasure. Now, we always, when we get together, who knows where this conversation will go. But let's start with something you sent me. I don't know how. It's been 2 or 3 weeks ago. You said, hey, have you seen this? And when you say that and I open the email, I'm like, oh, God only knows what I'm about to see. It was a picture of Russian money. I'm not sure exactly the year. You sent the picture to Catherine. Catherine has put it up on the website. So ladies and gentlemen, you can go to the website and the picture that we're talking about and going to look at, it's Russian money. I don't know the year about it. So you said that and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is German money. No, it's Russian money. Explain what we're talking about here.
Yes, what we're looking at is money that was published by the Soviet Union back in 1917. Soviet Union communism was publishing their own money in the Soviet Union, which was communism, and the symbol for world communism is a hammer and sickle. But on the Soviet money that was being printed, you will see right in the middle of the dollar bill, you will see a swastika, which was a symbol for the Nazis, the Nazi world power. So the Soviets were using the swastika. Next to it, you will see a picture of a medallion struck in Berlin, Germany, during the Nazi era, in which you will see the Nazi eagle holding. And within both wings, you will see the hammer and sickle published and stamped by the Nazis. So the Nazis are using the hammer and the sickle of communism, while communism in 1917 was using the swastika. And so I'm doing that, I'm showing you that to prove the point I want to make, and that is both, there's only two wings on the American eagle on the back of the dollar bill. It's a left wing and a right wing. But the two wings operate together with the brain in the middle. And so what I'm showing you with this picture is that both communism and Nazism were financed, organized, directed by the same people. So if you're communist or you're a Nazi, it doesn't matter. You're being financed, organized, and directed by the same secret society. And so this goes back into the ancient and prehistoric world with the symbol of the swastika and the new day that is dawning for communism. And it's an incredible story. And I've sent some more pictures to you. I hope you can see those pictures, too, to make the point. Is there more than one picture?
We'll get them to Catherine so we can put them up, and we'll I don't see them on my email, but you probably sent it on Skype. I'll have to get that a little later. We'll put that on our email. We'll email blast that out for everybody's listening. We'll make sure that we email so you can see this. Okay, I obviously have a lot of questions. First one, I don't know. I didn't ask you about this before, so I don't know where this is going to go. But the eagle, you know, obviously America, the American eagle. Rome had used the eagle on their flags, did they not? When they went into battle, they had the eagle on the top. Is that true?
That was a national symbol for the Roman Empire, was the eagle. The eagle has always been used by all the national powers of the world. Going back into the prehistoric and ancient history, the eagle has always been used as a symbol for the national coat of arms. And it's always been used, and it was being used in the Roman Empire, the Grecian Empire, the Nazi Empire, the British Empire, and the American Empire. Still uses the eagle. And why? Because the eagle represented a very dark, profound symbol in the ancient world of Freemasonry. It's a Masonic symbol symbolizing the sun and its rising in the morning, the sun. Because the sun is the brightest and the smartest thing in the sky, and therefore eagles were always identified with the sun because they have an eagle eye that can see everything from very high up. Well, supposedly the sun is the eye of God, the eye of Horus. And so the sun is the eye of God. It's way up in the sky, just like the eagle, and God can see everything. So the idea being is that ego represents God's eye on the human family.
Does this have to do with also the, I don't know what you call it, but the phoenix, the dying and rising up, the kind of the eagle and the phoenix are used synonymously?
Yes.
That kind of goes into the new day. Go ahead.
Right.
So that goes into the new day, kind of a new rebirth, something different coming up.
That's right, exactly. And that's why you will see in the pictures I just sent to you, you will see the advertisement for Obama's presidency is called The Sun Rising on the Dawn of a New Day.
Ooh, man. There's the music. We'll be right back, Jordan, with Jordan Maxwell. Okay. Everybody, don't go anywhere. You want to learn some different things. Some occult means hidden. So you want to learn some hidden knowledge kind of things in plain view, interesting facts. Stay tuned. More with Jordan Maxwell, jordanmaxwellshow.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominate.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or